喂，早啊，你吃饭了吗？你 means you and 吃 means eat. 嗯哼，你吃饭了吗？You could also say 吃了吗？Which directly translates to have you eaten. It's much more common, but I'll always add an extra word in it. 吃了吗? And 吃饭了吗? Yup, that word in the middle. Can you guess what it means? It means rice. It's just kind of a Chinese thing, I guess.Since rice is our staple food, so you can always hear people saying that. If I were to translate it, it would mean, have you eaten rice? Kind of weird, huh? Well, this is just how we greet each other. Just like how you guys always ask each other, how are you? Or how's everything going? Yeah, funny. I can never get why people ask me such a question, like,How am I? I guess I'm fine. It's not like I can just trauma dump you with the negativity in my life, right? On the other hand, by asking have you eaten, it just feels more casual. It could be a yes and no answer, and it doesn't stress people out. I wouldn't exactly suggest you to be dropping this 吃了吗to every other Chinese you see. It's really a very casual way of saying hi. So how do we normally greet people? You start with 你好, which means hello. 你好, 吃了吗? Yep.Yes, that's how you use it. So, 你吃了吗? That's great. So, what did you eat? I see. Sounds delicious. Me? 我吃饭了. Yup, rice.No, of course not just rice. There's usually side dishes to go along with it. Rice is just carbs to us. So, quiz time. How do you answer that you have eaten? Like, for example, if someone asks you 吃了吗? How should you answer? Good guess.You can say 吃了 or 我吃了。我 means I, which in this case, where the listener already know that you're talking about yourself, you can just ignore I and just reply 吃了。What does 了 means? It's a grammar particle, and I don't think there's a substitute in English for this word. But it's an extremely common word to use in Chinese. Let's see, how do I explain that? Right, for now, just know that you can add it behind a verb. Like in this case, 吃 is a verb, right? So...Just add behind it. There are still many ways to use it, but I'll let you know if we ever talk about it again. Yup, 你吃了吗? And 我吃了。Oh, right, I totally forgot about that word. 吗 is a question particle, Just drop it at the end of any sentence and it will become a yes-no question. Like, 你爱我吗? I love you.